This is Al Simpson. In the Democrats' eternal lust to tax the rich, don't be too sure that it's only the rich they're taxing. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Democrats always howl for higher taxes on the rich, and that feeds an epidemic in this country that is tearing apart our nation's small businesses. These Main Street shops that make over $200,000 a year in sales and provide 80% of all the jobs in the U.S. are now considered by the Democrats to be the rich. Since 21 out of the 28 millionaires in the Senate are Democrats, I really don't think your party would be trying to tax itself right out to pasture if it ever really knew who the rich were. What does the word rich really mean? It must be another one of those words that Democrats speak of with a kind of political amnesia, like jobs, which is a dim buzzword for some new federal bureaucracy program. Nice dictionary there, pal. Webster must be pinwheeling in his grave.
Al, you wouldn't know a jobs program if you bumped into it on the street. The continuing recession has cost countless workers their jobs. The Bush administration's only response is a capital gains tax cut for the wealthiest Americans. Instead of more tax breaks for the rich, they should pay their fair share. Average taxpayers can't make ends meet as it is. They pay too much in taxes because the well-off have paid too little for the past 12 years, ever since Reaganomics tilted the scales against the middle class and the poor. It's the same old Republican trickle-down economics that never worked before, Al. It won't work for President Bush either. That's why the country's on the wrong track and why so many Americans are turning to Bill Clinton. The Bush administration hasn't got an economic plan worth the name, Al. All it's got is an economic safety net for the rich, and that's unacceptable. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on banning further tests of nuclear weapons. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.